It's 10 o'clock, time to call this month's meeting of Tarrant County 911 District Board of Managers to order. Welcome everybody to our new digs. Do we have any agenda now? A roll call, roll call.
Rick Brunson.
Here.
Aubrey Insko.
Present.
Robert Aldridge. Robert Brooks.
Here.
Sam Hall.
Here.
Scott Hostrom.
Here.
Ray Richardson.
Here.
Elena Williamson.
Here.
As Chair, we do have a quorum.
Do we have any agenda announcements?
Yes, we do. The district would like to give our condolences and prayers to several people. Fort Worth firefighter Caleb Halverson, who suffered burns and injuries after the roof collapse and a house fire. We understand he's still in the hospital, so he got third-degree burns. And the Hearst Police Chief, Steve, I'm going to break it up. Nikamo, Sarah?
Nikamp.
Nikamo?
Nikamp.
Nikamp, very thank you, who did just recently die unexpectedly after a health complication. Also, Bill Paxton will not be here. His house has been attacked by the flu, and everybody has it. And he has earned a new respect for all the duties his wife does on a normal, everyday basis. So him and his family are in our thoughts. And then Neil has an agenda announcement.
Well, good morning, everyone. I must say, you all look really good in your new council table. I just wanted to update the board on the budget approval process. We received 5 out of 6 budget approvals, namely Mayor's Council, City of Irving, City of Arlington, City of Grand Prairie, and City of Fort Worth. We are still waiting one approval from the Commissioner's Court, which will be next month. We haven't scheduled a meeting yet. Also, I would like to update the board on the settlement check that we received from TxDOT, which was $3,299,950. And we also received a settlement check from TxDOT for the generators, which is $416,000, which is on your page number 47 on your agenda.
Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Austin.
Thank you, Anita.
Neil. Next, we have the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mayor Richardson, seconded by Ms. Insko. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say no. Motion passes unanimously. No legislative update today, so the executive director will go off.
Thank you, Mr. Brunson. Our monthly statistics, Elena, there you are. In the big room, I found you. Miss Elena.
Hi. So I will be covering the public education statistics that are on page 55 and 56. And I'll go ahead and just save y'all time and cover the training statistics, if that's okay, which is 6465. We did have an increase of over 12,000 in our Facebook reach, which is fantastic. I think all the videos and things she's been doing have really been paying off. Facebook is still our number one social media outlet for all of them. But we also did have an increase of over 5,000 Instagram and LinkedIn visits as well. So absolutely, she's doing an amazing job in pushing everything out, and it's being seen. We did have several events that took place, which again are listed on page 55 and 56 of your packet. But most recently, we had a Trash Bash event that took place this last Saturday. We had staff members and public education that went out and helped to clean up the Trinity. This is something that we do every spring. and then either late summer or fall, and that happened this last Saturday. And just so y'all know, y'all are always invited if you would like to attend. Kat can always get that information out to you. You get a shirt, and you get to just have a good time cleaning up our area of the Trinity. When it comes to training statistics, the numbers for July and August were a little bit lower just due to us having to teach either off-site, just for not having a training space available at 2600, and then this one not being ready as originally planned. But we did still host a TCOL instructor course. We did also have TERT basic awareness, which was a huge request, especially after the floods, and then TCIC. We are currently hosting our very first class today. It's two doors down. So far it's going really well. We're excited to see what September and October bring us. So
just stay there. Stay where you're at. Okay. And Sophia, would you join? I want to give recognitions to some promotions we've had here at the district. Alena Brown is our new Knowledge and Enrichment Manager. She is over both public education and training. And Sophia has been promoted to the Public Safety and Mental Health Analyst position.
Thank you very much.
Any questions? Thank you. Next, we have an update on the Little Springs project.
Heaven. Good morning. I don't know why I need to update. We're here. It's all done. It was incredibly simple without any problems whatsoever. Thank you all for being here. As you can see, as you drove up, we're still working on a few things. We've completed the phase one. We've just about completed the phase two, which is pretty much the building. However, what's nice is the actual construction sounds that were going on about 45 minutes ago have stopped. They are still doing a lot of little things around here. Our punch list was about 500 pages long, literally. But we're working through that. It's a lot of little things we're checking out. It's taken a lot to get there. They have started, however, phase three, which if anybody remembers when y'all first came out here over a year ago, it was quite the wild, wild west. And they have done an awful lot of earth moving. So they're getting ready for doing a lot. They've extended the retention pond. They've altered the floodplain. Fort Worth has been, and FEMA have been very detail-oriented about what we need to do, which is very good. You see some fencing that's starting to go up around the property. So we are still waiting on some easement encroachment agreements with the various providers that are around here that we're gonna need to cross either with some conduit for some of the gates, potentially the gate or the fence itself, or some other things that we're working on still. But it's moving very well. We are a little bit on a delayed timetable, but there's an awful lot of things that kind of contributed to that. But we got in here just in time before the other place, 2600, got sold. And it's been an act of a lot of activity from our contractors, but especially from a lot of our staff. Monty's team is been running all around here just trying to get some of the technology in place and understand it. It's very different than what we've had before. We've got Victor McLaughlin, who's he's our new facility manager, getting to learn in this building quite a bit. Sarah's team, we've actually been managing a couple of 911 events since we've moved in here. That's all been working well. So we've actually put this building through its paces a little bit on some of the things we're planning on using it for. So it's coming along. We thank you for your patience and understanding and support through all of this, because it has been an absolute joy to go through. Any questions?
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
I appreciate that straight face with you said that. Next Gen 911 update.
Good morning. So the system for hardware refresh is complete, and they're finishing up some remaining bits of the hardware refresh. I appreciate the board and pushing that with AT&T, so that's good news. I also appreciate y'all pushing for trouble tickets. We are now getting those from AT&T. However, we're not getting the open trouble tickets that we're requesting, so that we can see when things are lingering out there for too long. So we're looking for some movement there from AT&T. Regarding the next gen core services implementation, the next major milestone we have is the acceptance test plan, which is the next 2 weeks of October 6th through the 17th. We'll be working with Motorola for 2 weeks straight. Just seeing what that looks like and putting it through its paces. It's not service affecting the PSAPs yet, but some preliminary testing. And GIS team's been hard at work in getting the alley and GIS data assessment going, and neighboring district polygons, so we appreciate that. And we're looking at a go live date from Motorola. It's probably going to be pushed due to some deliverables that haven't been met yet, so probably going to push that to November. That's all I have for now. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Next we go to board resolution RN25036.
Good morning. This is simply a resolution to accommodate a change we had in the contract with Pictometry for a better than contracted resolution. So it's a no cost thing. They were able to change out their cameras to get higher quality pictures. And so they won't be delivering us the 3-inch resolution as contracted. They'll actually be giving us better than that at a 2-inch. So it's a rare case where we get better than what we were asking for at no additional cost. So along that line, we would recommend the approval of the expenditure of $0, just accounting for this better resolution product.
Any questions?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Insko, seconded by Mayor Richardson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now pursuant to Chapter 551 Texas Government Code, the district.
I'm sorry. You skipped over the monthly call volumes.
So Sarah's not? Okay. No. I should have changed that earlier. I apologize. Well, so she didn't hit me, so. Pursuant to Chapter 551 Texas Government Code, the district reserves the right to convene an executive session from time to time as deemed necessary during this meeting. Section 551.071, consultation with attorney. Section 418.183F, Texas Disaster Act. Section 551.0.074, personnel matters and executive director review.
Can I get a time?
Ma'am?
A time.
Oh, at 10:13. Session reconvening into regular session. Do we have any motions as a result of our discussions in executive?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, on behalf of the Board of Managers, I'd like to make one motion. That motion is to effect a 5% increase for the executive director, a salary increase for the executive director to be effective November 1st of 2025. We'd like to extend her contract to October of 2027. With a revision to the severance package indicated in that contract to align with new state law.
I'll second.
Motion made by Ms. Insko, seconded by Mayor Richardson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion passes. We got you for another year. Do we have any public comments? I'll give a couple of comments. Everybody did a good job in getting us into this building. It's total team effort. We're proud of every one of you. And with that, the meeting is adjourned at 11:05.